why I have been teaching about Radha and Krishna for the past year or so is because I am convinced that I have to be practical. What that means is I have to first make sure that I take care of your material interests. I used to tell people that when you don't want your paycheck, you can go and tell your boss what you really think about him. But now you can't do that because you want the paycheck. That's the bottom line. If you have enough money, what that means is you have freedom. Money equals freedom. Then you don't have to go back to your work. You can stay with me and go to the Himalayas, go to other mountains where I go, and stay there as long as you have money to pay your bills back home and also to take care of the expenses here. So we don't have that freedom now. We are enslaved by money. We are enslaved by the jobs. Otherwise, nobody likes their job, but they are forced to do the job because they need money to pay their bills. So I started teaching this Radha and Krishna worship because these are the beings that have incredible ability to bring money to you. They are genies which can bring tremendous amount of money to you. And that is very essential for every human being until you are able to turn your body into light. If the body turns into light at this moment, then you don't need any money. You don't need a home. You don't need a car. You don't need food. You don't need anything. That's a different scenario. That is not yet there. So until we get there, we need money. And we need quick money and a lot of them. And a lot of it. And for that, the human means are going to be very limited. So we need somebody who has mastered the art of making money, who is the lord of the material plane, who is in charge of gold, who is in charge of diamond, and that is Vishnu or Radha and Krishna. That's why I have put a lot of attention on Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna will give you all that is needed to take care of your senses and the money that is needed, which is a very practical approach. You can call on them, that I'm going to talk about this at length during the New Year seminar in Singapore, how to invite Radha and Krishna into your consciousness. Because Radha incarnated just for this purpose, to enslave Vishnu, who himself is a party guy. He's a party animal. This party, she enslaved the party animal. That means he was a greater party animal than him. By looking at Radha, he could not even think anything except to go and tie her shoelace. Because you're so beautiful, I don't think I can do anything better than tying your shoelace and be your slave. She was so bewitchingly beautiful. But the beauty is not just the human beauty, which is temporary. Even Elizabeth Taylor, towards the end of her life, did not want to appear on camera. Because, see, I look horrible. I don't want to be on camera. At one time, she was the beauty queen. Everybody wanted to look at her beauty. But the beauty of Radha is eternally to remain as in youthhood. So was the beauty of Krishna. So the principle is the same. You become as you think.